Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, James. Thank you.
Hey, good How to have you? You. Doing well, thank you. So what's our verse of the day?
It is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. It reads, "Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." Proverbs 12:25.
Very good. Thank you for that, Charles. So it's been a pretty, you know, pretty interesting week as far as, you know, we've had those random thunderstorms kind of threatening here every afternoon, but been a little warmer, and I know lots of folks and families are busy here with the summertime, so it's definitely good
Summer
stuff.
Is here. Felt like this winter was going to hold on for a long time,
right?
And it did,
yeah.
But it's finally released its grasp, and we are in the middle of it, so it's good to be moving on.
Yeah, that is for sure. So definitely nice to get some of those summer activities in there. I know even in Independence, you got the municipal band playing, I think, every Tuesday. So, you know, some good stuff, some of those summer activities.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, as we, you know, go throughout, I guess it's not officially summer yet. That's coming up into the end of June here, but it feels like it. What are some, you know, mistakes people might make in retirement in general? You know, we want to avoid mistakes. So in order to avoid mistakes, kind of need to talk about them.
So there's some mistakes that you can make before retirement and in retirement. I'm going to touch on a few of both of those. Of course, one of the biggest mistakes that people make is not saving. And there's multiple ways to save for retirement. One is just simply the easiest one that some people miss is getting the match from your employer. So some employers will match up to 3% of your wages or whatever that amount is that you put in 3%, and they will put in 3%, and that's free money.
Is there a name for that matching, like that employers kind of call it? Like, so is there a kind of plan name or anything on that?
So it goes right into the 401k.
Okay.
So whatever you're contributing, they will match with that contribution. So it's just a 401k account. And I would encourage all of our listeners to go to your HR person and say, what is the match that my employer gives, if assuming they give one, and then am I matching? And if you aren't, adjust whatever you can to get that, because that's just money there on the table that can actually double what you're saving. And it's no cost to you. It's not taxable at this point. It's going to be taxable down the road when you take it out, but it's not taxable now. So it's a very good and easy way to jumpstart your savings for retirement.
And that's probably one of those things we can just have it set up to take out of the paycheck. That way you're not thinking about it. It's automatic. You don't even know. It just happens
in the background of your life. And once you adjust to that level of income, after with that, your spending will adjust as necessary. And so as long as you can take that match and increase your readiness for retirement.
Good point. What other mistakes do you see people, you know, making in retirement that we want to avoid?
So there's IRAs that you can contribute to. And if by contributing to an IRA, you can sometimes change what your tax bracket is, and you can make it where you don't have to pay nearly as much in taxes. So it's a good idea to look at and talk to your tax person, talk to your CPA or tax preparer and say, hey, here's my income. How beneficial would it be for me to do an IRA? And they can say, well, it'll save you this much in taxes, and it'll not only save you now, it's a double-edged sword. It'll save you now, and it also can boost your readiness for retirement down the road. And so an IRA, as opposed to a 401k, is an employer-sponsored savings plan, where an IRA is an individual retirement account. It's an account that you set up on your own that you own and you can control.
Gotcha. So yeah, a 401k is not really something that you can do yourself. It's through an employer.
That's right. That's right, by definition.
So what other mistakes do you see?
You need to match your investing with your lifestyle. I don't know how many times I've seen where people, they have a very conservative lifestyle. They're very careful. They don't have any debt. They are very cautious in how they conduct themselves. But on the investing side, they could be in a place where it's sort of the opposite of that, where they're experiencing a lot of risk, where their money is experiencing high fees. And if they were really to step back and look at what's going on, they'd say, oh, wow, I'm really careful over here, but I'm not being super careful over here. My money is at risk. They need to sort of get their money in line with how they think with everything else. And I believe that as we get older, our money should get safer, because as we get older, we have, number one, we have less time, of course, but we also have fewer paychecks. And those paychecks are a really big factor in helping us to recover from mistakes or downfalls in the market. So if I'm losing money in the market, but I'm contributing to my 401k and then I'm getting a match for my 401k, that can sort of mask what's actually going on, where I might be losing a lot of money, but because I'm having these contributions and the matching contributions, sometimes it can cover over that, hey, I'm losing money because it looks like I'm gaining money. It's one of the saddest things I've seen is people that are contributing to their 401k, they're getting the match, and they've done that all year, and they get to the end of the year, and they have the same amount as when they started.
Oh, my.
So you might look at that and say, well, maybe I didn't lose any money. Fact is, all year long, they just gave money away.
Mm.
That's all they did all year long. Just to keep that balance the same, they were simply just putting money into a sinking ship.
That's terrible. Wow.
And so that's one thing if we do it in our 20s, 30s, even in our 40s. But in our 50s and 60s, that's a whole year of contributions that's going to be hard to recover.
Yeah. Well, and you know, kind of on a similar note, I was listening to the Dave Ramsey show, which we have here on the station. They were interviewing a lady who had called, and you know, their family had almost 20 grand coming in every month, and they couldn't account for where it was going. I mean, they like didn't have a handle on their own finances, and that's, I would think that's a little scary when, yeah, you know, that magnitude of money is coming in, and you know, they're not knowing where it's going, let alone even probably thinking about, you know, they were younger, saving for retirement. So just kind of accounting on a general basis of, you know, maybe sitting down with folks like yourself and you know, ironing out, okay, here's where all this is going, and here's how much I can set aside for retirement.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can be a careful spender, you can be watching your budget and have no debt and not be crazy with your spending, but your 401k can just sit there, and because of the volatility of the market, it can go down.
Sure.
And one way that people can, one of the problems is when you have your money in a 401k, it's an employer-sponsored plan. It's at risk, and there's really not much you can do about it most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck with whatever your employer chooses.
Okay.
Whatever financial person or outfit is managing that. And you don't have a lot of control of that. But the great thing is when you turn 59 and a half, you are at a stage where, at an age where most employers will let you transfer that money out from your 401k. You keep your job, you keep your 401k account, even if it has a zero balance, even if it has a penny in it, it doesn't matter, or a zero balance, that account still exists. You're still going to be making contributions, hopefully. But you can transfer that money out and put it in a place that aligns with your values.
And you have control over it then.
Yeah, yeah. And it's invested like you live your life. And because otherwise they can have you doing all kinds of things that you really wouldn't choose to do, charging fees that you really don't want to pay. And so once you turn 59 and a half, that's a birthday that you need to keep in mind. It's a very careful thing that you want to be watching for, because you're at a stage then where as you're getting closer to retirement, you have some options of what happens with your money. And what we do is we help people evaluate their risk, evaluate how much of their money they want to keep at risk, and then help them put their money in a place where they can get a reasonable rate of return. There's no fees, and it's simple and easy to understand. And so if you're at that 59 and a half birthday, do yourself a favor, evaluate where your money's at, what it's doing with your employer. And now that you have some options, look at how much you want to make safe and put in a place where you don't have to worry if it's going to be okay.
We like easy and safe.
Yeah, we do.
Definitely, for sure. Any other mistakes that you see in retirement you want to talk about?
Here's another mistake that people make before retirement is to cash out their savings. And there's sometimes when we really feel like we don't have an option. Maybe if there's a life-saving operation that a family member could benefit from, or unexpected health expenses or something. But if we're not careful, it can be something like a boat.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it can be that second house, maybe on the lake, or something that a car maybe that really don't need. So really think long and hard before tapping into those retirement savings early. Really evaluate, is this really what I want to do? By spending this money now, I'm not going to be able to spend it down the road. I'm limiting my options down the road, possibly. And so really look at the penalties as well. If you cash out of a 401k, Uncle Sam, before you're age 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty from Uncle Sam off the top. And then you're going to pay taxes on that. And so if you have $100,000, you actually have closer to maybe $75,000 by the time the penalties and taxes, maybe even less than that, depending on which tax bracket you're in. So it's not as much as what it looks like on the surface after the fees and taxes are accounted for.
Gotcha. Anything else that we should know about when we're talking about mistakes that are made in retirement?
As you're approaching retirement, watch your debt. Watch your debt. And if you can eliminate your debt, all the better. But do your best to zero in on that debt and to eliminate it as much as you can. And you want to be in retirement as best you can. And I know this is, everybody's situation is different, but the best you can without a house payment in retirement. If you can, that's a goal you want to have.
Yeah. One less worry, I would think. You know?
Right. Right. And so make that a goal. Sometimes we've been programmed to think, well, I'll always have a house payment, or I'll always have a car payment. And that's just the norm, but it doesn't have to be. And you can change your life by changing your thinking.
No, that is a really good reminder. Charles, I know you guys are a good resource for people who have questions, and I want to make sure, you know, people have your phone number kind of on hand. Do you want to share that for us just for the folks listening today?
Sure. It's 620-331-8800.
Good deal. No, that's just a good thing to have. And how about we take a quick break? We'll return with more on this topic here as we go throughout a Friday on our Ask the Expert segment with Skank Insurance. Back here with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. And Charles, I want to hit a couple more items here as we're talking today about mistakes that are made in retirement. So what else should people be thinking about?
Another mistake is not planning for health cost. And if you don't have a good health plan to address those costs, it can cost you later on. And so what we do is we help people look at their healthcare strategy in retirement and help them position themselves in a place in a way where they can know what their costs are going to be or what their maximum costs are going to be, and put them in a place to have the maximum amount of coverage for the best price, and to find that sweet spot where they're not just paying out lots of money for unnecessary coverage, or underpaying and not getting enough coverage. So that's sure. that's very important to have that, because if that isn't taken care of, it can sabotage the rest of your retirement.
For sure. What's the last thing you want to talk about when we're thinking about mistakes?
And this one is something that could be controversial. With Social Security, it's a good idea not to file to take Social Security too early. You can take it as early as age 62. That's the earliest. And the latest is age 70. And if I don't know how many people I've met who've taken it early, and they're like, oh man, I wish you know, my check is only this big. I wish I would have waited. It could have grown. There's two reasons I'd recommend taking it early. One is if your health is poor, and your life expectancy has been reduced because of your health. I think it's a good idea to take it early then, because there's no death benefit for Social Security. Once you stop, your check stops. Secondly, is if your financial situation is in a place where you can hardly make it, and you're just really struggling to make it, and maybe your jobs aren't working out or whatever, to start it then. But even then, I would really take a long, hard look and really think about it before I would turn that on at an early age, because the longer you wait, the larger that Social Security check grows to. And so if you can hold off for another year, reevaluate your job options. Look at really what can you do? Can you, you know, have you exhausted all of the possibilities to work? And maybe your health is in a place where that's not of a possibility like it used to, depending on what career you had or what your job history was. So really weigh that out before you choose to take Social Security early.
Sure. No, appreciate you. And that's a very individual decision. But I know you guys are always happy to help people weigh those pros and cons. So if people have questions on this or, you know, anything we've talked about today, where can we find you, Charles?
We are at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. You can find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K insurance.com. We also have offices in Howard, Sedan, and Coffeyville.
All right, Charles. Well, I appreciate you coming in. As always, always good to get some good information and updates, and look forward to chatting again here next week.
Thank you, James.
All right, and we'll be back with the folks from Team Rubicon. And you're asking, what's that? Well, we'll find out next.